You make one more move on me, you motherfucker. I'll fucking cut your fucking balls off. I'll shove them up your fucking ass. I'll fucking bury you. I'll put fucking ice picks in your eyes. I'll chop your fucking eyeballs. I'll send them to your fucking family so they can eat it for dessert.
Recording angels, we have returned to claim the pyramid. Parting on the mothership, I am the mothership connection.
Get down and groove,
a life here groover. If you hear any noise, ain't nobody but me and the boys. Turn the motherfucker out.
Are y'all ready to get down out there?
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I am your host, Mr. Tariq Nasheed, also known as King Flex, broadcasting here in Flaw Scandalous, California. Glad to have everybody tuning back into the show. Now, today is a very special show because this is my 100th show. This is the 100th episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. And I'm glad that everybody has been tuning in. I'm glad that everybody has been supporting the show. I'm glad that a lot of people are discussing the show. The show brings up a lot of topics. It brings up a lot of water cooler conversations the next day. And I'm very happy and grateful for that. And today is going to be a very good show. Got a very special show for you today. Now, before I get into all that, remember, today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get the Mac Lessons DVD. That's where you can get all of your macking needs. You can get the Mac Within t-shirt. You can get the Mac Lessons in Brazil special. You can order it now and get it downloaded to your computer. You can get the Mackin for Money special at MacLessons.com. And you can also register for the May 1st show, the Mac Lessons special, Tariq Nasheed, live at Yale. You get to see footage of me doing a lecture at Yale that I did a little while back. Register for all that stuff. Get all your Mackin needs taken care of at MacLessons.com. Also, don't forget, guys, if you want to get the show automatically downloaded to your iPod, every day you go to iTunes and subscribe to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. You can go to iTunes right now and subscribe to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. You can get the game automatically every single day. And you can go to MacLessonsRadio.com. You can get all the archives there as well. But anyway, let's get into the game. Let's get into some good Mackin'. I'm bumping that old school Parliament Funkadelic live in the background. Let me turn that up. One sec. That's that old player stuff right there. Y'all don't know nothing. Y'all don't know about that. That's that old player stuff right there. But anyway, on today's show, I have a very special guest. Have a lady by the name of Alexis Tyler. Now, Alexis has been very popular on the internet for the last few days. Alexis was doing a cable access show down in Atlanta last year, and the show was on for a quick minute. The show got taken off the air because of the language and the subject matter, but somebody posted up, a fan of the public access show, they posted up footage of the show on YouTube last week, and I talked about it. I played clips from the show. And then after I played clips from the show, I people got all up on it. The word spread about the videos, and they became very popular on YouTube and on different message boards around the internet. And I'm pleased to say that I have her on the show today. We're going to chop up game. We're going to get to know her, get the vibe with her. And the videos are hilarious. The videos are absolutely funny, and I love Alexis. She's a very sweet person. Very nice person. She's a sweetheart. I've always said she's very adorable to me. She's like a female version of me. That's what I like about her. And I think a lot of people, a lot of women have been critical of her because her message is very blunt and her delivery is very blunt, the way she presents everything. But I love it. That's her niche. I absolutely love it. And if you haven't seen the video, you go to YouTube and type in vagina power, or you can type in penis power and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's very good stuff. Very, very good stuff. So without further delay, we're going to get into the interview with Alexis Tyler, Chopping Up Game, right about now. Ladies and gentlemen, we have on the phone the one, the only, we have the impeccable, the immaculate, the queen of vagina power, Miss Alexis Tyler is on the phone. How you doing, Alexis?
I'm fine now that I'm talking to you, King.
There you go. There you go. So how have you been? Your videos are all over the place now. They started off on YouTube. Your videos are all over the net. Your videos are all over message boards. How did all this stuff come about, Alexis?
Well, you know what? I really didn't know anything about this. Last year here in Atlanta on public access television, I decided that I wanted to do a television show. I guess for about 5 years now, I had been doing lectures on spiritual sexuality, vagina power, penis power, but wasn't really getting any exposure. People really weren't feeling me and didn't want to kind of let me have access to their audiences. So I finally got the opportunity to do a public access show, got a lot of negative feedback from here. The sisters, the girls that I really wanted to do the message for, really wasn't feeling it. So they were giving a lot of complaints to the station, a lot of complaints to me. The show was taken off the air.
Okay.
So about a week ago, I found out it was all over the net. Had no idea it was there. And I found out somebody from Atlanta that was a fan of the show last year taped it, decided to edit it, and put it out there.
Okay. Cool. And then that's how it just blew up from there.
I had no idea that this was even going on, Tariq.
Now, a lot of people want to know about Alexis. Now, where are you from originally?
I'm from Georgia.
Well, what part of Georgia? Because you don't have an Atlanta accent. You have a deep, like a Valdosta accent.
Oh, Lord. Well, I guess I better work on fixing that. I'm Dirty Boys say, I'm a Grady baby.
There you go.
I'm from the hood.
There you go. There you go. And so what's your background now? Are you married? Have you been married? Are you divorced? What was your status? Dating status?
Status? I've never been married. Basically, I came from a very strict, very Christian religious background. My mother is a preacher, so it's a little bit difficult for her to sit on stage with me because we never had these types of conversations. I wish we did.
Yes.
Because I got out of high school, really knew nothing about the games in the streets, slick, walking fast, talking, pretty boys, players, and got pregnant young. So I have one son and had to raise that son by myself. So I learned a lot of things the hard way. I don't have any, like I said in that penis power, I don't have any degrees to brag about yet as far as education, but I got a PhD in the School of Hard Knocks because the stuff I talk about are the things that I experienced as well as other women that I've seen and heard tell me about the same types of things they've gone through.
Okay, so how'd you come up with the concept of penis power and vagina power?
Because the penis has power, baby, and so does the vagina. And unfortunately, since women don't know the power of their own vagina, many times men that are already well-versed in pussy politics and the power of the penis will manipulate and subdue a woman via her vagina.
And how do they do that? Or why do you think men do that?
Well, there are different motivating factors for that. Like I said, that all men are not low down. I think a man is supposed to know his anatomy very well. He's supposed to know how to use it. He's supposed to be very proud of his penis, because that's what God gave us, penises and vaginas, and we're supposed to use them to procreate. So I don't know why people try to make it look like I'm saying something so nasty and so vulgar. However, if a man is doing this just from a point of being a predator and to manipulate a woman, then he can seduce her, not just with his penis and the way he manipulates her body and masters every part of her body outside as well as the vaginal canal, but he also does it through her mind, the way he seduces her mentally and emotionally and psychologically by playing on her weaknesses and seeing wherever there's a need and it hasn't been met.
Okay. Now, on some of your broadcast, a lot of people say that it seems like you're giving confessionals. Like when you're talking and lecturing on your shows, it seems like you're conjuring up things that have happened to you in the past. Is that what's happening when you do your shows?
I think a lot of times people want to say that because they want to find maybe things to criticize me or discredit me and say I'm some angry black woman scorned. And actually, one of the fun things I liked about doing my show was that women, whether they were straight, bi, lesbian, as well as gay men and bisexual men, would call me and tell me things that they wouldn't normally tell people. So when I would give examples or when I tell stories or create a metaphor, all those are not my personal stories. They are from people that gave me permission to share them but not use their name.
Okay. Because you seem very passionate about what you have to say when you do the show, or when you did the show. And you seem like you were, like, really getting into it, and what you were saying was, you know, based on your own experiences, which is good.
A lot of it is. I still do my show. It's just that I'm doing it on my own and producing on my own without putting it in the television station here.
Okay.
And now so many other wonderful things are opening up, so I really want the show to go nationwide, even international, because so many people are asking for the show. But it's on my site now. People can see the clips and actually order the entire shows from the clips they're seeing on YouTube. But a lot of it is my experience. And you know what, Tariqa, like, I'm not ashamed of that. And I don't know why women are making such a big deal out of the fact that, you know, I've been through some experiences and been through some hard times, and it doesn't diminish the fact that I'm telling the truth. So that's what's really so difficult for me. Oh, we don't want to hear what she has to say. Oh, she's just hurt and she's just mad. I'm really not mad, because I have a very good man in my life, and I've met men like you.
Yes.
That are very supportive at this time in my life. So I don't think that all men are negative, and I don't dog men. I love all men, and I really love the black man.
Right, and we can see that. Yeah, because most of the guys that I know that have heard you, they love you. I love you. I love you to death. I agree with almost all the stuff that you say. And like you told me before, you said a lot of women have a problem with it. A lot of women have a problem with the truth. Men are more accepting of the truth. And I don't think you're critical of men whatsoever. And you told me before that you get a lot of negative criticism for a lot of women out there in the audience. And when you get out there in the public eye, those are going to be the first people to come at you. The sister, yeah. Other black women are going to be the first ones to come at you. When I first came out with my books, The Art of Mackin' and Player Be Played and all that, the women were acting like I was the Antichrist. And the thing is, you have to stick to your guns. You have to stand behind everything you say. The stuff you say is powerful, and it's funny, and it's real, and people can respect it. You stick by that. Forget about what they think about your delivery and all that stuff. Now, a lot of my fellas want to know, because a lot of guys, they say, well, Alexis, she's kind of fly. She's kind of cute. Now, Alexis, a lot of people are saying that they want me to know. They want me to ask you, now, is Alexis a freak? Because all the stuff you be saying, let's get down to the nitty gritty. Because I know women, and I know I'm pretty sure what you're capable of. You look like you can keep a brother in the bedroom hiding out for like 2 or 3 months.
Now, you're supposed to handle your business. And, you know, I'm a big supporter. That's why I said a man is supposed to be in penis power. He's supposed to handle his business. And so is a woman.
No,
so
the question, I don't want the politically correct answer. Is Alexis Tyler a freak? That's what we want to know. The brothers want to know that. How freaky is Alexis Tyler?
I feel like this. When you're with your man, there is no limit.
Okay, so you down to please your man any way you can.
Yes, but I do believe in responsibility and safe sex and making sure that we know each other's status. I'm really down for that.
Of course, yeah.
There's much of an epidemic.
Yeah, there's a difference between being a freak and just being loose, you know, just being with multiple people. There's a real big difference. I'm basically referring to certain behavior with that one significant other that you have.
I like one-on-one relationships, and I've been in my one-on-one relationship for quite a while. And as a matter of fact, I always run my shows by my man before I do them, because he was a player. He did any and everything out there.
Okay.
And I would present these things to him, and he said, baby, you're right. That is what we do. That is what men do. You tell them the truth. A lot of times women say they want the truth, but they really can't handle it. So he always encourages me to keep it just like I got it.
There you go. Now, how long have you been dealing with this guy?
10 years.
Oh, you've been with him for a minute. Y'all common law? I mean, y'all married? What's the deal?
No, I don't want to get married.
Why don't you want to get married, Alexis? Why?
I think that I still have a lot of growing and learning to do, and I'm at a point in my life that I'm really learning so much about men and how to treat men. I think that's one of the main problems in our community is that black men and women don't know how to treat each other.
Right. I totally agree with that. I talk about that all the time. So how do you think women can improve the way they treat men? What do you think women should start doing as a collective?
I think that we need to start looking at ourselves, because we're blaming men and we're beating the black man up and we're degrading him. And I'm not justifying a lot of the doggish behavior by men, but see, a lot of times we don't realize what's the source of that behavior, what drove that man to manifest what he is showing us. Because a lot of times I feel that we as black women, we don't know ourselves, we don't respect ourselves, and then we're not carrying ourselves in a way to make the man see the greatness in us, and then we attack him, we beat him up. He's already maimed by this system and the history of this system and society. And then on top of that, we start to degrade him and say, well, you shouldn't do this, you shouldn't say this, you need to know to be this. But a lot of times our men don't know to do that, and then we get mad when we see them being with white women and women of other races. I feel in a lot of ways we really help to accelerate the abuse and a lot of the divisions that is already in between the black man and the black woman.
I totally agree. I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. Now, let me ask some more stuff about you. We're trying to get to know some more about Alexis. Now, in most of your shows, you look very conservative, and that's the thing. Now, from what I've read, I think I read something about you being an ordained minister. Is that true?
Yeah, I was ordained in 2001 through the Universal Brotherhood. They're in Florida. But I decided not to pursue that. I wanted to be in the church and was conservative and going through the biblical principles and reading the Bible and trying to present that conservative image. But I also wanted to talk about the spirituality of sex. And they didn't want me in the church doing that. But then I realized a lot of the hypocrisy in the church. And it's basically networking and clicking and who you know. And I also saw women being taken advantage of in the church by the preachers. It's like, okay, well, you can do this job or that job, but what are you going to do for me? So I saw all this, and I was just so turned off by the hypocrisy. So when people say, oh, she sounds angry, you feel the passion in me, when the way I present the message, is because there is a lot of pent-up resentment in me because of all the fucking hypocrisy and the criticism in the black community, in the black church, with all these people pretending to be one thing and tell me what I shouldn't say. But then behind the scenes, preachers getting their dicks sucked by choir director, you know, or somebody's wife or somebody's husband.
Mm.
And it's a whole dating game. It's a club scene. up in the church.
Right.
So I just really abandoned that and said, okay, well, this is going to be my ministry. I ain't fronting no more. I ain't faking no more. I'm not going to try to please nobody. I'm just going to give it to you just the way I see it. And they know the shit is this way, but then they don't want me to say it and then say, oh, something's wrong with me. And I feel like something's wrong with us because we have been conditioned to believe that we have to ice and shit up, cover it up, and make it look good. Well, underneath, we fucked up and we dying.
Yeah. I agree with that. I agree with that wholeheartedly. I definitely agree with that. Now, you wrote a couple of books, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of your books?
Vagina Power and Penis Power and Sperm Power.
Okay.
I deal with the spiritual, sexual aspects of our anatomy.
Okay, now let me ask you that. Let me get back into your personal. Let me get into Mac mode. Let me change the octave of my voice. Now, since we're talking about sexual power, what's your favorite sexual position, Alexis?
Child, at this point, I don't have one.
Come on.
I'm just really
come on.
So busy.
No,
so busy talking about it. I talk about it more than I do it.
Uh-huh. So when you doing it, what I know you do,
here you go.
What is your favorite sexual position? Come on now. Don't punk out now. How do you like a man to work his penis? How do you?
Now I got to know how to work it. Now you work the middle properly.
What's your favorite position for real? The fellas want to know this.
Why the fellas want to know that? I'm trying to show them how to be this way with their women, and show them how the women how to be this way with their men.
Well, hold on. Let me play a clip.
While
of you.
He's thrusting the penis in and out. Who vagina is it? Who it belong to?
Okay.
What I said, who? And then the woman started calling out the man name.
So who name, when you calling out somebody name, what position are you in?
No, I heard this from my girl.
Oh, you heard that from somebody else. Shit.
Yeah.
Shit. Please. No, hold on. You live that. That sound like you live that. Well, I saw that clip. That's something that you experienced yourself. That was
why
not,
y'all getting all on me like this?
That was not no third party man. Now, how tall are you? You look like you're about what, 5'3", 5'4"? You look kind of petite.
You know what? You are so perceptive. You're absolutely right. I'm only 5'3".
Okay. What's your little booty look like? Because you always have on the little long coat covering your little body up, looking conservative. I know you got something you're working with under there. What's your booty look like?
I got to get me a trainer and get that right for y'all. So when I take off the conservative stuff, I'll get y'all something pleasing to look at.
Absolutely. Now, you look like you have some, I know I hate to say that black folks with Indian in them, but you look like you have some Cherokee Indian or something in you, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. It was a lot of them down south. You know, they had that Trail of Tears and ran a lot of Native Americans out of here. So, yeah, that's a lot of my ancestry.
Okay. Yeah, I can tell. I can and look at the photo, look at your... the videos and tell that. Now, your mom, she does the show with you. How's your mom doing?
She's recovering from surgery right now, from knee surgery, and I actually hope that she gets well soon because on some of the engagements that people want me to come on, they want me to bring her with me, and they really like the fact that she can be my mother and sit up there and talk openly about sex.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm
mom
trying
is
to
funny.
Get her well.
Yeah, mom, man, I hope she gets better, but mom is funny. Your mom is funny.
You know what?
Yeah.
Tariq, some people thought that this was some kind of skit or play and that we practiced this stuff. But my mother, I deliberately would not tell her what I was going to discuss. We would just jump on the stage and just off the top of our heads, just turn the cameras on. And I wanted to say things to see how she would respond. So when she was having the expression in the comments, she was really for real because that was her first time hearing it.
I can tell that. You guys were being very genuine on there. I can tell that you guys were just freestyling. I can tell. I knew that wasn't rehearsed. That's the funny part of it. That makes it so interesting. And you guys, the chemistry there, you're being so bold and your mom is like, oh, my God. That's the funny part of it. Just that whole dynamic. Cause
thank you.
So a
I'm
lot
glad she's willing to go there. Oh, go ahead.
Absolutely, absolutely. So now, what was your upbringing like? Now, when did you first get turned out?
I was like 19, and I got pregnant at 19, had my son when I was 20. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my upbringing was very, very strict. It's like I spent the first part of my life with my grandmother. My mother, you know, really couldn't handle being a single parent. She was very young, so she wasn't there. And I grew up with my grandmama in the project, Herndon Homes, downtown Atlanta.
Okay.
And then my mother got married. She became a minister, got ordained, got remarried, and I lived with her. And it was a very, very strict upbringing, no dating, no prom. Everything was just totally locked down. It was around church and the Bible. That was it.
Yeah, y'all church girls be the freakiest ones.
And I see why, because it's such a repression of the sexuality, and it's natural for the sexual energy to move through us, and your body develops based on a natural biology.
Yeah.
So it's important for them to teach sex in church, and they won't.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, they need to really touch on that. And that's why we have a lot of church girls out here that's just as freaky as I don't know what. And it's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. That's why all the players are going to get the freaks now.
And, I know. And it's so sad, because we are doing we're putting ourselves out here like this. And then we want to get mad when a man will take the head and take the pussy, take the rectum, and then he doesn't want to commit. So it's like, that's why I was just really trying to be bold and just like hit people in the head to make them wake up, because I think a lot of women playing theyself. We say it's the men playing us, but we really are helping to perpetuate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Cool. Well, that's pretty much it for today. What else do you have going on? What do you have coming up next? What do people have to look forward to in the future for Alexis Tyler?
Well, I got a lot of hot DVDs coming out. I'm doing new shows with my mother, keeping it real, of course, getting more real and more explicit. I'm working on, right now, doing a show. I'm just trying to decide which one I'm going to do. So I don't know if it's going to be just nationwide or internationally. So I got a lot of offers on the table right now. But meanwhile, before I decide which one of those I'm going to pick, I'm still wrapping up the stuff that I do control, like producing my own DVDs, CDs, the books. I got 3 books. They'll all be available in the summer, The Penis Power, Vagina Power 1, and Vagina Power 2.
Okay.
And they can go look at my website if they can get in there right now, because we're working on it. It's kind of jammed. So it's Alexis K. Tyler, vaginapower.com. And they know I have the MySpace, Alexis K. Tyler Vagina Power, and I have the vaginapower.info site.
Okay, cool. So everybody, go to that. Repeat the MySpace page again.
Alexis K. Tyler.
MySpace.com, guys. Check that out. It's good stuff. Now, Alexis, are you still piloting the pussy?
Oh, you got to be a pussy pilot. I'm the pussy police. I have to regulate, and I have to write the law and administer it. So that's why I'm all about helping the women stand up and do that and stop blaming the men.
Absolutely. There we go. I'd like to thank you, Alexis. We'll be right back with the Mac Lessons. Yeah. 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 So that was Alexis Tyler chopping up game with me. I love Alexis. Alexis is the bomb. I love her. And that is it for today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Don't forget to check out MacLessons.com to get all your Mac and needs. Don't forget to check out UnitedPlayersOfAmerica.com. That's where you can chop it up with other players such as yourself. And check out my MySpace page, MySpace.com/Tariq_Nasheed. See you next time for the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Holla!
He's screwing her into slavery by using she wide open with a penis all up in your vagina. She wide open with a penis all up in your vagina. Man, you don't have no defenses. She wide open with a penis all up in he breaking her down, man. He is screwing her into submission.